I'm worried about the payment structure, like taking the $50 off the worker. Should it be? Or no, I'm not worried about, like, I'm not, that's cheap, like, so they're getting their full rate. I'm worried about, what am I worried about? Oh, hold on now. Did I say log? I'll log this. This is log, right? Okay. I'm worried about, well, I'm not worried about, I'm thinking, should I just post a load of ads on Facebook pages, and then when people get back to me, I can post, I can text, I can mass text subbies saying I have a carpenter, I have a steel fixer, and then they'll text back, and then I can say, look, you have to pay the day's wages first. The money is held in escrow with Stripe. You have to pay Stripe first. And then, how does, but then, like they're working AB and they're independent contractors. So the workers, if I take, put ads on the site, they kind of still have to sign up for Rate-Right. So it's hard fucking work, really. Should I have a Facebook page that just posts jobs so people, I don't know, come up with a, come up with a pay, come up with a, you know, like a Rate-Right Jobs Australia, come up with a page like that and just be posted so people don't actually have to go into the app to see it, but to get the people, they just sign up. They have to sign up for the app. And also, I think the app is a bit clunky. I have a developer working on it, but I think they've hung too many bells in it. But it was it's my fault. I hung too many bells in it. But a lot of the feedback, well, it's probably my own feedback, it's too complicated. It should be fucking one click and you fucking hire somebody, you know? There's a lot of that. But if you can check the engineering channel, go back through the engineering channel and see all the problems related to and stuff like that and analyze it. I'm not sure. Okay, that's logs, okay?